The tragic killings in the scenic Pahalgam Resort, near Srinagar, must drive some deep introspection for all. It is neither a moment to react with emotions, nor to bring out skeletons in the cupboard by playing to the gallery. It is a serious security lapse, coming at a time when U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has been on a visit to India and confirms that terrorism knows no boundaries and limits. The target killing of 26 tourists, incidentally all Indian men, is a déjà vu for many, as it has shattered an uneasy peace prevailing in the region. A similar attack on civilians in 2000, as President Bill Clinton was visiting Kashmir, and the 2019 Pulwama attack that killed 40 CRPF guards had resulted in taking India-Pakistan relations to their lowest ebb, and things are still in a messy state of affairs. Thus, rather than opting for a blame game and any kind of measures that could lead to escalation of conflict, the incident must come as an opportunity and disaster to read the broader canvas of terror and undertake collective measures for exterminating the faceless enemy. While the anger is understandable, the Indian authorities would be better advised not to hop on a smear campaign against Pakistan. That the attack was timed with Vance's presence in India does point towards some unscrupulous elements choreographing this lethal act to serve their vested designs. The claim of responsibility by an unknown entity, the Resistance Front, makes the entire episode suspicious, and the involvement of some in-house elements to grind their axe cannot be ruled out. The point of concern as far as Pakistan and the region are concerned is the talk from the pulpit of Defense Minister Rajnath Singh, who has vowed a loud and clear response and hinted at going after the characters behind the scenes on our land. This makes the equation too dangerous and opens floodgates of finger-pointing, an aspect that is unwarranted by any logic of confrontation. Any tactical retaliation from India to fix the fox will not remain limited then on.